And Tyler is going to share about his weakness and how the Lord's strength was made perfect in that and whatever else is on his heart.
That's basically it.
There you go.
I've been feeling dead for a while and kind of tired of all of this and all of you. Just kidding. Well, I mean, I'm sure I'm the only one in here who has ever woken up on a Sunday morning and been like, oh my gosh, I have to do that thing again. Yeah, I confessed a bunch of stuff to Molly a couple weeks ago and just said, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not excited about God, you know, just all this junk. Confessed some stuff. We got kind of an action plan. Molly's really good at plans, and we've been doing this thing. You know, I've been taking these steps to kind of get back in good with the Lord, I guess, get back to a healthy spot with Him. And just all of my own efforts. So the last 2 weeks have just been fine. You know, like I've just been trying to eliminate sin, trying to be with the Lord, trying to be a good husband and dad. And in the midst of all that, I still just feel tired. I just still feel like I'm not trying hard enough. I'm not a good husband, father, dad, body member. So Wednesday evening came around, and I was super excited to go to house church, like probably most of you are every week. There was nothing else, anything else I would rather do than go to house church on Wednesday night. But I had committed to Molly on Monday that I was going to go on Wednesday, no matter what I say or try to get out of it, or excuse I bring up, we're going to house church on Wednesday. So then 5 o'clock, I get home. What are we doing tonight? We're going to house church. I'm like, okay, we're doing it. You know, I committed to it. So we went, and we're doing the deal at house church, and Dick gives this awesome word, and I really appreciate it, you know, in my head, but really nothing's going on in my heart. And then we meditated for a while, and then Nick gave me a word. He said, Tyler, I have something for you. He gives me this really beautiful word about a man in his home, with his hands outstretched to the Lord, just praising the Lord in the midst of a storm with his wife and his kids around him. And I was like, that sounds beautiful. But when he was telling that to me, I'm like, that's not me, you know. And Molly and I were fighting. I was fighting with Molly going into house church, you know. And so Nick gives me this word. I'm like, my wife and kids around me while I'm worshiping God, I'm disinterested in God. I feel burnt out with God. My wife and I are fighting. I'm not being a good husband and father, you know? So he tells me this, and I'm just like, it's all I can do to not laugh in his face in house church. And the best I can muster up is, may that be so, you know, this little Christianism. Like, yeah, I'd like that to be true someday of me, you know? But implying it's not right now. So we move on, and about 10 minutes later, Shem Hatfield, who isn't here today, comes back at me and says, hey, I have a feeling like during that word that Nick was giving you that maybe you're thinking, that's not me, you know, that if Nick had said, I had a vision of a husband who was like, I can't remember what he said, in his house, but like not doing a good job, and like the Lord was not proud of him and stuff. And then immediately when Shem started saying those things, I started to cry because I resonated with that word. I am not doing a good job. You're right, Shem. Shem was speaking those lies to prove where my mind and my heart were aligned in that moment. So they all prayed for me. They all start speaking exactly what Nick said over me, over and over again, that you are a son, you know, you are a child of God, like what we sang today. You're a good man. The Lord is proud of you. The Lord loves you. The Lord likes you. And I'm crying because, I don't know, it was this really weird experience. I've got two things happening at the same time. My mind is so conditioned to these lies that every single time someone says a truth to me, my mind is automatically refuting it. you're a good husband. And when somebody's praying that over me, my first thought is, no, I'm not. You know, God is proud of you. God will be proud of me. You know, when I get out of this, he'll be proud of me then. But at the same time, so that's going on in my mind, but in the same time, my heart is being filled. So it was this really bizarre disconnection of, yeah, spirit and soul, exactly. My spirit was being healed. And like we sang this morning, you give life, you give hope, you bring light to the darkness, you know, you restore. God was doing that in me. And I think sometimes it's like it's a decision I have to make. So maybe how it would play out in my head is I have this really good house church night, and then I just decide to start faithing more and start believing those truths more, and then it will rise up in my spirit, it will rise up in my heart. But what God was proving to me Wednesday night is my mind is still a shambles with the truths and the lies, but he, because of the community, he is doing that to me regardless of my cooperation in my head. And I mean, I know that's important, but in this moment, he was doing that. So this is still going on in me, which led to when Jonathan called me about this yesterday, we talked for a little while. I told him this story, and then he said, I want you to tell this story tomorrow at church. And I started crying again because it's the exact same thing that happened Wednesday night when Jonathan said, I want to tell you this story tomorrow at church. My mind said, I'm not ready to do that yet. Like, I haven't been walking in this long enough. I haven't been healthy long enough to be good enough to deliver this word to you guys this morning, you know? And yet the Lord is saying, that's where we are. Dick's whole word on Wednesday night was, you're there. It doesn't matter what you feel, you're there. Mm-hmm. The Lord loves you, you know? He's proud of you. Yeah, so.
That's good. And what is the word for the body today that they need to hear that the Spirit is speaking to you, would you say? I feel like that there's something for people here that you're going to speak out of your heart for them. What is it that they need to hear in the midst of this?
Well, if you're like me, I get lost in this religious thing that we do, and we do maybe one of the best jobs of making it not religious out of anybody. But if you're believing into these lies, this just becomes another thing. So if you feel like this morning that you're not doing a good job at Christianity because you're tired of this thing or you're bored with God, the Lord wants to speak. The Lord wants to place hope into you.
Yes.
He doesn't need you to get on a plan and get 10 days of good, healthy thinking down before he'll really start to bring you in. This morning, regardless of the lies that are going on in your mind, he wants to change your heart.
That's good.